with Brock and Hunter.
Too hot, you can take it off. Yeah. Nailed it. It's 7:39. Good morning, Brock, Hunter.
Little John would be disappointed.
I'm sorry. I let him down. I let down Little John. Anyway, it's time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. Who is hiring now? Looking for an amazing career with a company that wants to grow with you, has amazing starting pay, killer benefits. Check out special-lite.com. You can start that career today. Your topic for Friday. What's the thing, one thing, you wish the opposite gender would stop doing? Knock it off. Knock it off.
So, right before this break, we were talking about the topic, and my wife came home from working out, and she comes downstairs, says hi in the morning, blah, blah, blah. Brock was saying what's up to her. And I'm like, hey, this is our topic today. Amanda, what do you think? Something do you wish the opposite sex would stop doing? She looks up at my screen, and I have Amazon up, and she says, how about stop randomly buying ridiculous things off of Amazon? Because she just saw that I bought some new wheels for my chair down here in the basement.
Which you don't need. Which you absolutely don't need.
You know what? I do need them, Brock. I do need them.
You sit there for 4 hours a day. It's not like you got to wheel around anywhere. You don't need
I'm down here in this chair. They're awesome little rollerblade wheels, that makes the chair roll so much better.
No, you don't. That is the perfect example of a ridiculous purchase that is not necessary.
For $15.
No.
Come on.
No, you don't need it. You don't need it.
So that would be her answer for sure.
In the history of, I've never met anyone who's put different wheels on their office chair, their rolly chair, ever.
Now you have. And when you get in this bad boy, you're going to be like, damn.
I'm going to be like, it rolls like every other chair because it's office chair.
No, it doesn't. The rollerblade wheels, it's different.
I hope you roll into traffic and get hit by a truck.
It's a good analogy. You know, I might be able to. Yeah. I can roll over anything.
Yeah.
It'd be like putting casters on your rollerblades. Not the same, Brock.
Ridiculous. Your wife.
Not the same.
Your wife is 100% right in saying you should stop buying stuff that you don't need.
I know. It's just the stupid little random thing.
So stupid.
Like, you know what?
So stupid. It doesn't need to be done. Like, there's no reason. None. You don't need to put different wheels on.
Nice wooden floor down here in the basement.
It came with wheels. You don't need to put wheels on it.
Yeah, these wheels suck.
You're an idiot.
Here's some blading wheels, man. You know what? No, I'm going to take this chair over to Kiwanis. We're going to tail whip this chair.
Please do. Please do. I hope so. please do. And videotape it for all of us to see.
You know, plus I got that new road. One pump, bro. I'm all the way there.
Unbelievable.
You're flying, though. Anyway, there you go. That's her answer.
We
you
want to
give
in
you my
chair.
Answer?
I don't care. Yeah, sure. What do you got? What do you wish
all
the
right,
opposite
ladies,
gender to stop doing?
Ran about this a lot. And I know I talk about this a lot, but maybe the more I talk about it, you'll stop doing it. Just pictures in general. Maybe more specific, like leg pictures at the beach. Nobody cares what your legs look like. I've seen the beach a lot, too. I live right by it.
Yeah, it's amazing.
What are you doing? Putting your legs out there in the bottom of the picture. Two little hot dogs sticking out.
You got to show everyone. Show everyone I'm at the beach.
No, we get it. You're at the beach. It's nice out. The water's blue. It's always some quote, too, you know, some inspirational quote that we don't need. That and just like, you know, like throughout the woods, it's like you're seeing your pics, but somehow it's like somebody follows you out into the woods, like with a camera and like you're doing a photo shoot. Like, what are you doing? That and gym pics, too. I know we rip on those a lot, too, but dude, every time you go to the gym, you got to update us on.
I have friends on Facebook. I'm not joking. Chicks that every day is a gym selfie. Every day. It's like we understand you work out. Like, I mean, it's not like I wake up and go, I wonder if so-and-so got into the gym today. I hope she posted a photo. So I know she made it in there.
That's what I'm getting up for. Yep. I need that gym update. Just see how here's the thing. If you don't realize that you're posting every single day
at
the gym.
That's the problem.
And then not only that, it's the same pose all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
The same spot in the gym, same pose. It's just like, dude, we get it.
Yep.
Don't need it all the time. Right, so that would be mine.
I like it. Good answers.
Ladies out there,
good answers.
Update us all the time.
Mine is very specific, and I truly believe this is only a woman thing. I wish women would stop hanging a million things from their rearview mirror, and it starts at a young age. Now, hear me out. Let
Isn't
me explain.
Illegal? Isn't it illegal?
It is. It's very illegal, and I have scolded my wife. Luckily, she doesn't do it anymore. But back in the day, when she had her little convertible that she used to drive, drop the top
Jesus.
And drive.
Oh,
dude, she had, I mean, probably 14 different things hanging from. You got a fuzzy little, you know, thing of dice.
It's
and then you
dice.
Got you got 13 air fresheners. And then you have, you know, a lanyard hanging with your school. Stop hanging
it.
Things from your rearview mirror.
Here you go. Here's grandma's chandelier. Just hang that from me.
Honestly,
you
it,
well.
It probably.
What you're doing.
It drives. And I think it starts as soon as a girl turns 16, as soon as a woman turns 16 and
put
she
so much stuff on
and,
that
and she gets her license and her first car. It's like, what can I load up on this rear view mirror? Like, wait, what can I put on here so people know what I'm all about? Okay, let's put this on there. Here's the photo of me and my boyfriend. And let's hang that up there. It just and then you see them looking around because they got this giant ball of crap hanging from their rear view mirror.
No.
Well, I don't know, officer. I don't know how I got into the accident, and I just couldn't see. Yeah,
they use it for everything else that it needs to be used for looking at traffic. Right, you hang stuff from it. They're doing the makeup in it. Everything that you can do with that doesn't have involvement with the road.
Yeah. Everything they use the rear view mirror for literally everything but what it's intended for, and that is looking at the cars behind you when you're backing up, checking your blind spots, anything like that. Yep.
Look at
oh, this is amazing.
He's screaming at his windshield.
Someone put this fancy hook that I can hang stuff on right in my car.
Nice.
This is unbelievable.
I got a mirror on it so I can do my makeup.
Stop it. Stop it, all right? Because if you run into me, all right, because you can't see around that ball of junk, I'm going to be very upset.
Oh,
I'm going to be very upset. All right. Mm-hmm. Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What's the thing you wish the opposite gender would stop doing? We'll be back with your answers. Stick around.
WIRX, everything that rocks.
Good morning. 753, Brock Hunter. Oh, boy, let's get to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. What's the thing that you wish the opposite sex would stop doing? Just knock it off. Cut it out. Let's take some phone calls. See what you wish the opposite sex would start doing. WIRX, hello.
Brock, good morning.
Yo.
Commando Salad checking in.
What's up, buddy?
What's happening, brother? All right, so the one thing I would ask the opposite gender to quit doing, quit mumbling that you have plans to do something when you're in the middle of something important and then reminding you the day of, like, hey, what time are we leaving? For what? Well, yeah, we've got Ashley's birthday party. We got to stop by Walmart and pick up something for what? When did you tell me this?
That's how they get around it, man. That's how they get you. The old rope-a-dope, the old mumble rope-a-dope. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you don't know how many times in the history of my nieces and nephews that my wife has been like, hey, I'm going to share this Saturday. And then Saturday comes, and it's just like 45 minutes before we got to leave, and I'm lounging around in my underwear watching football. And I'm like, the game's on. I'm not going. Yep. What? Birthday party? Are you out of your mind?
That's how they get you, buddy. That's how they get you.
They do.
That's
they do.
Excellent.
So please stop
answer.
Doing that, ladies.
All right, buddy. That's great. Thanks.
All right, brother. Have a good weekend.
We'll see ya.
I
Later.
Told you in the middle of your Zoom meeting.
Yeah. I blink Morris coded it to you while we were on a drive and you didn't see it. No,
ladies.
Yeah.
Ladies, here's the thing. For us guys, you need to basically tattoo it on us.
Yeah. Yeah.
For us to remember.
Yeah.
Beat we it say over yes, we nod our head. Yeah. Mm-hmm, okay, absolutely. We'll
double
say
check.
That.
Double check. Of course, ladies might say, well, we shouldn't have to explain it to you that much. We wish you would stop being so dense. But that's not the conversation we're having here. That's not the conversation.
Yeah, football's on. You know what? We're focused on other things.
Shut your mouth, broad. I'm trying to watch football. Let's take another phone call here. What do you wish the opposite sex would stop doing? WIRX, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mark and I have an answer for you. It's from Mark, though, so 10-year-old answer.
Okay.
Okay, so I want girls to stop annoying boys because they ask a question, once the boy answers, they just ignore the boy, and ask it once again, and when the boys answer again, they ignore it. They ignore the boy, and they ask it.
Boy, that's a lesson I wish I would have learned younger in life, man. You're already ahead of the curve. That's good. That's good.
And he came up with this answer because he kept giving Mom answers that I wasn't going to call about.
See, Mom? Stop ignoring the boys, all right?
Yeah,
yeah. I love it.
Hear that?
We'll see you guys. The kids already got it figured out.
Ignoring the boys.
Yeah. Yeah, look, we're trying to tell you something. You ask me the question. I will say my wife is guilty of that. She'll ask me something, I'll respond, and then she'll be like, oh, wait, I'm sorry. And I'm like, we're not, I swear to God, all right? I'm just talking to myself over here. Might as well talk to the dogs. Good God. Let's see.
I had a full-blown conversation the other day with my buddy who had a Bluetooth earpiece in. He was talking to somebody else.
Yeah. That's just you being an idiot, though. That's all. That's all.
Dude, I did. I felt like a moron.
Let's see. Laura had a good answer here from the lady side. Doing the sidestep to move their junk, please use powder or wear underwear, something.
See the powder. She knows.
She knows. She's got it.
She's got it. I'm all powdered up all the time.
Apparently, this is a big thing because Rebecca said adjusting their junk in public. Apparently, we're just whapping our balls around in public. I mean, that's, yeah.
You notice, huh? Even the pocket trick, like when you act like you're having something in your pocket. You just
playing a little pocket pool, are you?
Hey, you know what, ladies? Yeah, you have no idea. You have no idea. Hot, sweaty summer day. You don't have anything down there flopping around.
No,
sticking
to your leg. Good God. We got to do this side step. You know, next time, I'm just taking my pants off and letting them air out, all right? I don't care where I'm at.
Just gonna do the full blown helicopter.
It's just right there. Hey, sorry, I got a fan off my nuts. It's hot out. All right.
Hot.
Helicopter, helicopter, helicopter. All right. We're gonna take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show coming up. Stick around.